Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
Today is November 5th, 2016, and my name is Charmel Chambers. I am a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter, Kansas City, Missouri. I am here with Barbara Rashad, a golden member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter, Kansas City, Missouri. The title golden means Barbara has met the 50-year milestone of membership in the sorority. We are here today to learn about her story as a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. Barbara, let's begin with you telling something about your beginning.
I was born in 1945 in Greenwood, Mississippi. My mother and my father were kind of like tenant farmers, and they were farming for this white man on his property. At the time, I was the fourth child, and I had a brother, two brothers, and a sister older than me. And what happened is my dad came to Kansas City, and then later on he sent back for my mom, and we ended up in Kansas City. But when we were in Mississippi, I was really not aware of that. And because of the way my father left, we didn't go back while he was living because his boss did not want him to leave. So that's what that's where I was born. My dad's name is Eddie Lee Smith. My mom's name is Bessie. Ended up with 10 of us in the family. So it was a rousing good time that we had when we were growing up. A lot of sibling competition. A lot of disagreements sometimes, who's washing the dishes or who's cooking at night. We had a lot of responsibility as siblings growing up. I always liked school. So my cousin, I had a cousin, her name was Vera, and she was the first of our generation that went to school, actually. They moved to Kansas City also, and she was ended up at Sumner High School, and she graduated, very smart. Ended up going to KU, and while at KU, she pledged Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority and went through Delta Chapter. So really, all my life, I have been associated with Alpha Kappa Alpha. I didn't really even know other Greek-led organizations existed. All I knew was Alpha Kappa Alpha, Delta Chapter, Delta House. So there was nothing else for me to do but pledge Alpha Kappa Alpha.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kansas City, Kansas. When my dad came from Mississippi, he had two brothers and two sisters that came to Kansas. And so when he came to Kansas, it was like four families in the same house. So slowly they moved out. My dad and us, we were the last persons in the house, so we stayed there for a while. And we moved to Missouri, actually, when we stayed at 425 Nebraska, and when they had urban renewal and built that shopping center right there by the Viaduct, that little shopping center there, that's when we moved to Missouri and moved to 37th and Garfield, and that's when I started Central High School. So I went to Grant Elementary School, and I went to Northeast Middle School. So my beginnings actually were in Kansas. So I just came to Missouri as a 10th grader, because I went to the 9th grade at Northeast High School and moved to Central in grade 10 and was there until I graduated from Central in 1963. And from there, I went to Lincoln University. And really, the reason I got to Lincoln University is Dr. Wheeler, who worked, well, he worked for the government, actually, and he had gone to Lincoln. And what happened is the Kansas City School District had what they called special scholarships. And these special scholarships were for students in the Kansas City School District that had a need and were average students. That was one of the requirements, that you had to at least be an average student. So that's how I got to Lincoln. And actually, I was the first person in my family, my immediate family, that went to college. My older sister, she did not go to college, as a matter of fact. She ended up getting married about at 16 and had four boys. So when she finally went to school, she went to nursing school. So that's what she did. But anyway, I was really the first one in my family to go to college. And when I first started college, I wanted to be a nurse. And Lincoln University did not have a nursing program. So I ended up going into education. I had a major in physical education and a minor in biology, and thought I would teach phys ed. But as it was, I didn't teach phys ed. I ended up teaching girls' health for a number of years, and then I taught biology and what else did I teach? Biology and human science for a number of years. Then I went to UMKC and got my degree in counseling, and ended up in counseling. And it started out being a career counselor, and then ended up going into testing, and I finished my career with the school district in testing. So long story short, that was my career. Retired, and now I'm just basically just doing volunteer work now and then.
Tell us about your children, their names, and what they're doing, and your spouse.
I have two children, Alexander and Roxanne. Alexander was born in 79. Roxanne was born in 77. Both of my children are adopted. And my husband, Walter, at the time, we were really happy to adopt both of them. And I didn't stay home. My mom kept them. So it was no such thing as no stay-home mom. So my mom kept both of my kids. And now that you mention it, she also kept Shirley Brown's children. She also kept she kept a number, Margie Williams, she kept her son. She kept a number of teachers' children. So they all had a good time. I think she kept them until they started preschool. And one of my friends, Joetta, she said, "I'm only going to have another baby if your mom keeps babysitting." So anyway, she ended up having another baby. But anyway, my children are 30-something now, both of them. And I'm a grandmother. Actually, I'm a great-grandmother now. And as my kids grew up, they became aware of AKA because I was involved with the undergrad chapter. And a lot of times, Delta Upsilon girls would come over my house. And we had initiations there. And so my kids really grew up knowing all about Alpha Kappa Alpha. And they sometimes go down there in the basement and stomp with them and sing with them. So it was an experience. And I guess that's why I actually worked with the undergrad chapter now, because that was a very positive experience for me. And I enjoyed working with the younger students that are undergrads. And I'm really glad that that I can identify with that.
Tell us again. When did you become a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha?
I actually was made March 1st, 1965. And that was at Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri. And actually, my 50th year was last year. Miss Vivian Jones was the grad advisor when I went over, and she just celebrated 75 years. So actually, we celebrated 50 and she celebrated 75. So it's really been a blessing. I just love Alpha Kappa Alpha. Came in as an undergrad. I was in Alpha Iota and just was a member until I graduated. Came right into the Beta Omega chapter. So actually, in 2016, I can celebrate 50 years, no, 2017, I can celebrate 50 years in Beta Omega because I graduated in 67, immediately transferred into Beta Omega. So in 2017, I'll have 50 years in Beta Omega chapter. Actually, what happened, the day that I graduated from Lincoln, I actually got married at Miss Jones's house the same day. I told Miss Jones I was going to get married at the courthouse because my husband was going to be going to Vietnam, so we were going to get married. So she said, at the courthouse? I said, yeah. She said, oh, no, 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 no. She said, you got to come to my house. So I actually got married at her house. My family was there. Her daughter played the piano, and one of my sorors sang. So we had a mini wedding at Miss Jones's house when I graduated in June 67. So I've had some really wonderful times being a soror of Beta Omega and Alpha Iota, and I really have absolutely no regrets.
What offices and or titles have you held within Alpha Kappa Alpha?
I was the bachelor's in 1986. I have been bachelor's, anti-bachelor's, tamiokas, anti-tomiokas, grammatus, epistolas. I have been everything but pecunious grammatus in Beta Omega. So I pretty much had the gamut of officers, except that one, which requires taking the money and then doing all the record keeping. That's the only office that I have not had in Beta Omega. The rest of them I've had. So,
how has AKA impacted your life?
Actually, AKA has had a great impact on my life. I've been at AKA seems like all of my life, just about, and my best friends, I think, are AKAs, and that's it. To be very honest with you, I had one good friend that was a Delta, and I met her working. But basically, most of my friends have been AKAs. Isn't that something? Now, I have had friends at church, but not that close. Not that close. But anyway, most of my friends have been AKAs. And I guess that's big. Basically, I spend my spare time doing AKA stuff, volunteer work. And that's what's happened. As a matter of fact, my volunteering at Newhouse started out as AKA work. Margaret was bachelor's then, and the director of Newhouse at the time came, and Margaret said, oh, we're going to do some activities with them, some community service. And I ended up going to Newhouse, staying, and ended up on the board of Newhouse as a result of AKA. And I'm still working at Newhouse because of AKA. So a lot of things I've gotten involved with because of AKA have just become a part of my life. Currently, Shirley Brown works with me on Fridays at Newhouse. We manage what they call a store. And the women, the battered women, actually it's a women's shelter. So what happens is they earn house bucks, and on Friday mornings, they get to shop at the store and spend their house bucks. So that's how Shirley Brown and I, another soror, spend our Friday mornings. So it's impacted my life enormously. Because every time I get ready to go, my husband said, what is this, AKA? Yes.
What impact has AKA had on your career then?
On my career? Oh, well, I guess really it I guess being a person who likes to be involved with students or young folk, that's probably why I went into teaching, because I enjoy children, and I especially enjoy older kids. I'm not a real baby person, but I like them when you can talk to them and interact with them, and they can interact with you, and so I like youth. So that's where that has always impacted my life, and that's why a lot of the AKA programs, I work with the young people.
What was your most memorable AKA moment?
My most memorable AKA moment. You remember we used to do voter registration. And you remember Eunice Johnson? Eunice Johnson, we were doing voter registration, and we actually went to this home, it was like a townhouse, a group of homes where people live, and we were supposed to be doing voter registration at the, they were supposed to be coming to the office, to the townhouse, or to the community center, and we were just there to register voters. And we ended up knocking on doors, doing voter registration with the people, and telling them to come on out. That was so, that was so not what we were supposed to do, but that was a memorable moment. Eunice Johnson was something. She was dedicated to AKA. And we had some good times. And a lot of the older sorors, we have another older soror called Alice Jean Jones. And Alice Jean drove a stick shift until the day she died. And Alice Jean must have lived how long? She must at least have been in her 80s, I bet. And she still drove a stick shift and had a dog. And every time you went to her house, she had this little dog. He was something else. But anyway, those are some memorable moments actually interacting with the older sorors that were still vibrant and still involved. And those were some of my most memorable moments. And then who was another one that we... I'm just trying to think of this other one. Helen. Anyway, I can't think of her name. It might come to me in a little bit. But she came in, she actually came in when I was the grad advisor. She came in with Isabel. It was a group of them that came in, and she was one of the older sorors that came in at the time. And I cannot think of her name. But anyway, I graduated from high school with her son. Mm-hmm. And so we've had some good times. Memorable moments with the elder sorors. Actually, I enjoy them immensely.
It sounds like you've impacted the lives of others through your service with AKA. Can you think of any special moments where you know that you've impacted the lives?
Well, you know what? Special moments when you people come back to you and say, I remember when we did this or then that. Because like some of the undergrads that I've worked with, they've come back and said, we really thought you all cared about us. A number of the Xi Tau sorors were made in Delta Upsilon. And a lot of them are still active. They stayed active. So that means that we had some kind of impact on them. And then some of my students that I taught in high school are now sorors. So that makes me think that it was a positive thing for them also. And so that's when you really feel good, is when you see a number of people that you've taught or that you've worked with or you've been involved with that come back and say, it's because of our interaction with you all that we are where we are today.
It sounds like you like almost everything about AKA. Is there any one thing that stands out more to you?
Well, let me think. I was just thinking about a conference that we went to in Jamaica. Wilma Taylor, another Golden Soror, and I went over early to this conference in what part of Jamaica was it? Anyway, it was in Jamaica that we went to this conference. And Wilma Joyce and I stayed together. And she took two suitcases. And because we were going to be there before they got there and after they left. And the guy said, he's too much. That was the most memorable moment. Traveling with Wilma Taylor. She's one of my travel mates when we were going to conferences here and there. But that was another memorable moment, interacting with the folks in different places. So I have enjoyed a number of conferences. Now this last Boule that we went to in Atlanta, that was different because I had to have a transportation aid, and it was not a good experience. And that's about the worst experience I've had as far as getting around. The place was so big and there were so many people, but otherwise, it was a good experience. I just have to consider where I was and what was going on. So that's where I am with that.
What advice do you have for sorors starting out in Alpha Kappa Alpha?
Just find your niche. Be of service and find something that you like to do. I mean, you don't have to serve on every committee in the chapter. Just find where you enjoy working and just do that and just try to be of service and be available to do the things that you enjoy. Yeah, if you like working with people, then you join the people committee. If you'd rather work with things, you may want to join technology or some other committee, but just wherever you like to work, just get there and work. There's something for everybody in the sorority.
What do you want sorors to remember about you?
Just remember that I enjoyed my time being an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman, that I was of service, and that I was a good soror, and that I exhibited love and I exhibited sisterhood to everybody.
Is there anything else you would like to share?
Oh, let's see. Well, I did enjoy, I was on one of the national committees, and I worked for the Midwestern Regional Heritage Committee with Barbara. Supreme that we had, Barbara McKenzie. I worked with her, and I was assigned to the Midwestern Regional Heritage Committee from 2006 to 2008. Margaret Evans was the chairperson. And actually speaking, when I was in that position, we got blazers with the emblem ESP on her. Her ESP was Every Soror Participates. And we got blazers with that on there. And we ended up buying the scarves, though, but she gave us the blazers. So that was actually the first Supreme Basilisk that we ever got anything from as a result of working for the sorority. And I guess I can just say that as a whole. And a lot of people did not like Barbara, but I actually liked Barbara. She was pretty much upfront and honest with us. Now, she might have been dishonest with the sorority, but I actually liked her. And that was the first time I ever worked, got anything. I feel like I got anything for all the time that I had put in. It just showed that she appreciated us. That's how I felt about it. She showed us appreciation, because being on that Midwest Heritage Committee, we traveled all over the country evaluating chapters, and it was actually time consuming. A lot of work and a lot of paperwork and a lot of time away from your family. So it just kind of showed the fact that she appreciated us. So it was a good feeling. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah Barbara, for sharing your story. This concludes the recording for Barbara Rashad, dated November 5th, 2016, at the Midwest Genealogical Society in Lee's Summit, Missouri.